Here we are, morning after, Election Day, Primary Day, 2022, and the headliners, of course, what happened in the Missouri U.S. Senate race, Eric Schmidt rolling to a comfortable 23-point win in that primary over Vicky Hartzler. On the Kansas side, the vote no on the value of them both amendments, steamrolls vote yes by 17 points. But right after those two, one of the races we've been watching very closely is the Missouri 4th Congressional District. That is the race to replace Vicky Hartzler in the House of Representatives. And Mark Alford, you know him well, former Fox 4 anchor. Talk about rolling to a win, Mark. 35% of the vote, winning by 13.5 points. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you so much. It's good to be here in your studio and good to be talking with your listeners here throughout the area. And I just want to say thank you for bringing out truth in this race. You've done a great job of interviewing the candidates and giving us all a fair and equal shake at making our case for this race.
Well, you know, I think back to, geez, you announcing and coming on this show to announce, and I don't know if it feels like it was just yesterday or it feels like it was 5 years ago. I don't know how you feel about that.
That was like 10 and a half months ago.
Is that what it was? Yeah, wow, it was 10 and a half months.
And I chose you because you are a great asset to this market and getting the truth out for conservative values. And when I announced, I'd been with Fox 4 for 23 years. Mm-hmm. Love the people I work with, but the more I tried to bring context, perspective, balance, and truth to the stories that I read on the air, the more pushback I got from a lot of people out in the audience who would then go talk to the managers, and I would get in trouble for whatever reason. But, you know, when this position came open, that Vicky Hartzler decided to leave the seat and run for U.S. Senate because of Roy Blunt's retirement, up until then, I had no inclination of running for the seat. This was not on my radar. This was a God moment pushing me out this window of comfort on that news set and the security that I had in that job and my longevity there and our ratings. And saying, you're going to do something out of the ordinary, and you're going to fly. And that's what we've been doing for 10 months, flying, but driving, actually, more than 56,000 miles across 24 counties.
Now, you're a confident guy, Mark. You know, you've had a lot of success, obviously, on the TV side. But was there a moment when you said to yourself, did I do the right thing? Was there ever that, just questioning yourself and having that conversation with yourself where you just said, boy, is this more than I thought it was, or were you always feeling pretty good about this?
I have never doubted from the very outset that this is what God had in store for me to run for this office. And I told people behind the scenes and our strategy company and political experts, say, don't tell that to anyone. But I kept saying it. I know this is God's plan for me to run. I don't know if it's his will for me to win. But everything we did just fell into place like it was supposed to happen, like it was meant to be. The support that we picked up from people from all over the 24 counties. Look at the results from last night. Cass County, we got 51% of the vote. Jackson County, you know, everything east of 7 Highway is now in the 4th Congressional District, 57% of the vote. Lafayette, home now right where they rightfully belong in the 4th Congressional District, 71% of the vote. And so it's that kind of support from people going out and hearing their stories, hearing really what's on their hearts, souls, and minds so I can carry their message to Washington and in the national media. That is really what's so fulfilling to me.
That's great. Mark Alford is joining us in studio morning after his big win in the 4th District primary, 35% of the vote, beating Rick Bratton, Kalina Bruce, Taylor Burks, and several others. So, Mark, as you looked at this race, what about your message do you believe resonated the most with the people in the 4th District?
Everywhere we went, in every forum we went to, most everyone would stand up and say, this is who I am, this is my voting record, this is what I'm going to do for you in Washington, this is my agenda. And Pete, I would get up and I would tell people, I usually like to go last in these forums because I think it drew a big contrast between our messaging. And I said, folks, if you want to read my resume, it's on my website. All my positions are there. But tonight, this is not about me. This is about you and what your concerns are. Because the way our founding fathers set up the U.S. House of Representatives was to be a voice for the people. For people of all different walks of life and professions and careers to come out of the field, to come out of the the homes, to come out of the schools, to come out of the businesses and go for a short time to Washington to be a voice for the people. And so I think people really liked that message because they believe it's true that for too long we've had politicians leapfrogging their way to Washington, coming out as a lobbyist and serving their own ambition and special interest rather than the voice of the people. And that's what we have to get back to in America.
Well, I know there were people that had called you about this, but what was the moment that you said, I've got to do this, that I can do something else, something different, I can give back to my country in a different way?
The defining moment was when it came on the news, and I was watching Fox News, actually in my living room, that President Biden was abandoning our friends and allies in Afghanistan and ended up leaving 13 of our service members to die on the walls there of the Kabul airport. My head just about exploded. I could not believe that a president, a commander-in-chief, would do this to our nation and do this to our people. And I was determined right then and there I was going to do whatever I could to make changes in Washington, to make changes in our nation. You know, I'm only going to be one of 435 persons there, but I've got to do something. I did not want to be in a nursing home at age 91 and looking back when our country had gone over the deep end and thought, I wish I had done something. Mm-hmm. Now is the time, and I've told this to everyone, everywhere I go, it's time to stand up, folks. It's time to take America back, bring some sanity back to our country.
When you look at this now going forward, I mean, obviously the general election is now underway, but it is a heavily Republican district. It was always believed whoever wins this primary would be the next representative for the 4th District. What's kind of your attitude now going into a general, but understanding at the same time that you are a heavy favorite in this race?
Well, in the 2020 election, as you probably know, Missouri came out a plus 20, plus 22 Republican state. Our district, I believe, is even more heavily Republican than that. We're probably at 25-30% leaning towards Republican red district. So we do have a very good shot at winning this in the general election November 8th, but we're not leaving anything on the table, Pete. We're getting back on the trail. We're hitting all 24 counties again, hopefully, meeting even more people. I am so energized to be out there. And just talking, we were out there yesterday, the final day on Election Day, and we hit four different towns, talked with four different groups, because we are not letting up until the voice of the people is heard.
Is there a moment on the campaign trail that sticks out above the others that just, like, you know, really hit you hard or said, boy, I feel like I am and we can make a difference going forward? Is there that one story or one conversation that sticks out in your mind looking back in these last 10 months?
I don't want to get too preachy, but I will tell you, because this is a very important part of my campaign, our campaign. One of our first appearances was at the gazebo in downtown Pleasant Hill, and I was giving a speech there. And there, if you look at the video, you can see this on my YouTube channel and Facebook. There was a guy standing behind me, his arms crossed as I gave this speech. And I turned around when I was done and we started talking. I could tell something was wrong with this guy. We started, I pulled him aside, we started talking, and he was just almost in tears. I said, what's wrong? He said, I was supposed to be at a holding up signs against mask mandates in Pleasant Hill. I think Rick Bratton had even organized this, and he was, I think, a Rick Bratton supporter at the time. He said, God told me to come here today to listen to you. He was going through a lot of personal difficulties. We stopped, went aside so people couldn't really see us, and prayed. He's now a good friend of mine. He's working on our campaign, had volunteered this entire time.
Really?
His life has totally changed around, not because of me, but because of God. Yesterday, this comes full circle. Our final stop after 10 months, we stop in Odessa at the Broken Dollar Saloon. We get out to go in to meet people and do a little meet and greet. And there's a guy out sitting on a bench who walks up to me almost in tears. He said, my name's Paul. I'm homeless. I need help. I used to watch you on Fox 4. We ended up praying right there. And I didn't really have any solutions for him, but I wanted to let him know that you matter, that everyone matters. Because when a representative gets elected to office, he or she is a representative for all 770,000 persons, not just Republicans or Democrats or independents, but people from all walks of life. Everyone deserves respect. Everyone deserves grace and everyone deserves love.
He's Mark Alford, former Fox 4 anchor, had a very convincing win last night in the Missouri 4th Congressional District primary. Mark, thank you so much for coming in early this morning. I'm sure it was a late night for you, but we're so grateful you came in 10 months after announcing.
I'm so excited. Let's go.
There you go. Mark Alford on KCMO Talk Radio.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.